With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Applause as World War II veterans in wheelchairs are brought to the stage at the D-Day 80th anniversary commemoration at the Normandy American Cemetery and Memorial in Colleville-sur-Mer in France. World War II veterans did join heads of state and others today on the beaches of Normandy to commemorate the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Britain's King Charles says as the years pass and the number of D-Day veterans dwindle, we're obligated to remember in gratitude those who serve.
We recall the lesson that comes to us again and again across the decades. Three nations must stand together to oppose tyranny.
President Biden earlier met with American veterans of D-Day as he marked the invasion's 80th anniversary. Also at SRNNews.com, international correspondent Karen Chamas reports on an Israeli military strike in central Gaza.
The Al-Sadi school was sheltering displaced Palestinians. Israel claimed Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants were using it as a shelter. Over 20 women and children were killed in the attack. Later in the day, mourners gathered around the various bodies laid outside the hospital. A young girl no older than 10 or 11 quietly peels off the blanket from one of the bodies. She lays a gentle kiss on the head of one of the corpses, and then she silently walks away. The strike in central Gaza came after the Israeli military announced a new ground and air assault in several refugee camps in Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
And on Wall Street, the Dow ahead 30 points. The NASDAQ is losing 58. This is SRN News. India's election results are in.
And they show another victory for Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu Nationalist Party. However, the BJP won less votes than in the past and does not have an outright majority. What does this mean for India's persecuted Christians? Possibly a little less pressure. It appears that the country is becoming disenchanted with the Hindu Nationalist agenda, which might translate into less extremism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Senate Democrats are making a renewed push to show their support for ensuring nationwide access to in vitro fertilization. Senator Tammy Duckworth is the author of a bill that is part of an election year effort to spotlight some Republican resistance to the fertility procedure. The Right to IF Act would make it more accessible through insurance as well as for military members and veterans. The measure is not expected to pass Congress. This is SRN News. There have been more arrests of pro-Palestinian demonstrators on campus, this time at Stanford University in California. More on the story from correspondent Ed Donahue.
On the last day of classes for the spring quarter, police say the takeover started in the building that houses Stanford's president and provost offices. The school says there was damage inside and outside the building. Ethan Sussman is a Stanford professor.
The trespassing itself is a little bit less shocking to me than some of the graffiti, which expresses, I think, very violent rhetoric that goes beyond mere criticism.
Stanford student Sarah LeBaron doesn't think these actions help the demonstrators' goal, divesting from Israel.
This seems like an action that's done out of frustration rather than an action that's done out of purpose.
The university says students taking part in the demonstration would be immediately suspended. I'm Ed Donahue.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.